Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. This is Jeff, of course. Paul Jackson.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going this morning?
Good, good, good. How are you?
Good, not too bad. Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, it's perfect. I should be on my way to the gym now, but we'll do this.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I know you had reached out about a business loan through us and requested to be called, you know, at 8:30, so just making sure it was a good time to chat.
Yeah.
All right, so, let me confirm a few pieces of information on file before, you know, I answer any questions about, you know, the loan. Looks like you guys are, out there, Benicia, did I say that right?
Yeah, Benicia.
That's North Bay, right?
North Bay, East Bay, right in the cut, yeah.
Okay, my family's from up in Santa Rosa, so thought that looked familiar.
Okay, yeah, right by Petaluma. I used to throw my shows over there in Petaluma.
Oh, nice.
For years, yeah.
Yeah, I love Petaluma, great area up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you guys, it still looks like 4876 2nd Street.
East 2nd, yeah.
East 2nd.
Because if you leave out the east, you'll be on the other side of town.
Yeah, I got you on the east. And then Jeff Quires, and you're the 100% business owner?
Quires, Quares, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Sorry about that. And then best phone number to be reached at is this one or your cell?
This is my cell.
Okay, or this one or the business, I meant, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're fine. And then a good email for you. The one I have is, looks like Pro Fiction MMA. Or Pro Faction. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right. So, could you just, we got a few different programs depending on what you're looking to do. So if you want to just tell me, you know, what you're looking to do, I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. So are you a direct lender or are you like a broker of lenders?
No, we're a direct lender.
Okay. Yeah. So basically what I have right now is I have a $40,000 SBA loan. Right.
Uh-huh.
And all it was to do was to
refi.
I'm looking to refi that, or, you know, because we're originally going to go for it was $100,000, and
uh-huh.
then just because I started off with smaller SBA loans about 4 years ago. I paid off like three of them. I have I paid off all of them except for this one last one out because I ended up getting a big chunk one, which was $40,000.
Uh-huh.
I was going to go straight for the 100, but that then, you know, I was kind of nervous on asking
uh-huh.
how much that much just because I haven't gotten some that big with SBA, that is. I didn't want to ruin my chances or for the approval. So I went there and I got approved, but all that did was just do a small dent in what I really need for the gym, you know, and I was able to, you know, upgrade a little bit, get some big inventory, and that's pretty much it. When I actually need to do a little more renovation, you know, because with more people, I mean, I got a crazy gym. I mean, it's right now, it's just, I'm probably the biggest gym in the North Bay, actually.
You know, awesome.
So if you ever look us up, and all that stuff. I mean, you're gonna see my gym always packed. You know.
Yeah, sweet. And
what I was thinking of doing is just instead of trying to refinance it, I have a big show coming up at the end of next month. You know, we're probably gonna put profit over $50,000 on that. But you know, I wanna might be able to work that into another show and all that. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is instead of trying to refi this SBA loan, just get something about 20 to 30,000, you know, in addition, you know, to this, and just, you know what I mean?
Okay. Basically let's tackle this one by one. So you want to get that, you said from my understanding, then you want to get the refi and then get 20 on top of that, or just 20 in general?
Yeah, we can do that, but I don't know, I mean, what kind of rates do you put out there? Like
right.
Right now I'm at 9 or 8 point, I think I'm at the lowest you can with the SBA or this lender. I'm at like 8.99 or something like that.
Yeah, nice. And, you know, we do have a match rebate policy over here, too, so, you know, that shouldn't really be an issue. But it just really depends on a few things because we have a few different programs. But, you know, really to give you a better idea, one of our, you know, main factors is gross annual sales. What do you guys do for 2015 in sales?
152
like that. Okay, was it 152,000 or 1.5 mil?
No, oh, I'm sorry, 152,000. I mean, yeah, I'm not that big yet.
I got
I'll get
you.
There, though. I'll get there.
I was just going to ask, what are you guys tracking for this year? Are you guys, you know, you sound like you're growing.
Well, we're tracking, I'm probably going to break over two this year because I'm already at a, I've already got my, what do you call it, beat my last year.
Okay, yeah, you know, it sounds like that too. Is that just because all the, you know, the shows and additions you guys have been, you know, added on, or?
Well, that's the base. That's part of my show because I'm an escort. So with memberships and everything, that's one thing. But then, you know, I used to come from a corporate finance background. I used to make a six-figure income. So in order to do this, you know, to do make this work for my family and make it a career, I had to, you know, continue with the shows and make them more often. Now I have a series. So that, you know, these shows are like bonuses, you know, and you net anywhere between 10 and 20-something thousand each show.
Right, exactly, for sure. And, yeah, that's just what I was going to ask, too. I mean, how long have you been, you know, running the show, and how long have you been in business for out there?
Since 2013. And, okay. I mean, you can probably say, you know, I mean, maybe you might, your parents might even know about it, my show out in Petaluma. I mean, I've been doing that at the Veterans Building over there since 2013, and it goes pretty strong.
Nice, yeah, I know where that Veterans Building is, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you know, it's definitely cool that I know where you guys are at and whatnot, too. We're down in San Diego, too, in case you didn't know. So, you know, we're still in California.
Okay.
And then you said you guys are an S-Corp?
An S-Corp, yes.
And you're the 100% business owner for you?
I am, yeah.
Did you, were you kind of working in a corporation before that, you said? Is that how you got in the industry?
No, I've always had my own gym. I used to be in corporate finance, the stock market, for about 20 years. And then when that took a dump, you know, I got laid off. And then I was already a high level position that when I jumped back into the market, they tried to lowball me. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. No, exactly. I know how that is, too.
Yeah.
So you've went to the fitness side of it, opened your own gym.
Well, I had my gym part-time, you know, but then I did, you know, a bunch of people convinced me to do it full-time, and as soon as I did that, it exploded, but I just didn't want to do, I didn't want my hobby or my passion, you know, to be my job, and it just happened to work out that way that I had, that it just made more sense.
That's always good, too. I mean, you know, it's always good to enjoy what you do, and, you know, you got your own show and, you know, all that, too, so.
It takes control of you, you know what I mean? Everything you do, it doesn't, it's not as fun anymore. I mean, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when it's running on its own, but when you're a behind the scenes guy.
Yeah, I know for sure.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, definitely. And then, were you also interested in, you know, bringing on some equipment? I know on the web.
Yeah.
What were you looking to bring on?
Oh, more. I need, you know, so are you familiar with martial arts in general, like jujitsu and training mats and all that?
Yeah, for sure.
So there's Zebra mats, which are freaking like, oh my God, they're like $200 or $300 a piece. And then I need probably to cover another 600 to 800 square feet. That's gonna be like an extra five grand, you know, just for the mat alone. New bags, and you know, and if you look at if you ever look at some of the pictures on our Facebook, our equipment is wearing out. You know, I mean, so we need to replace that and inventory. We do need some machines, like cardio machines, like the treadmill and the bike, you know. Mm-hmm. So that would be awesome. They're nice, you know. And that's that type of stuff that, you know, that as far as equipment.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah,
should
be no problem, too. When were you looking to bring all this on by, too? Do you have a deadline, or was this all stuff you're shopping around for?
You know what, I can make do. I'll just begin piece by piece, but it would be nice to have that chunk there to...
Yeah, to get it done, taken care of. Anything.
Exactly.
Do you have a vendor that you already had the equipment for?
Let me see. I do have, well, the equipment as far as the mats, yeah, I mean, I go straight to Zebra mats. To them, yeah.
And then what about the other equipment?
The other equipment, as far as the bags, yes, I have local vendors here. So I got, I use Fuji for my gis. I mean, that's not necessarily equipment, that's the gear. You know? But then I got, let me see, I got pro, yeah, I, you know, I don't know if you know, Action Pro Gear and GFY, and then there's a local one warehouse out here as well called Tiger Claw.
Okay, and then for the machines, is there like a Fitness Direct store out there too? Kind of with it.
I haven't decided who, because I would shop around. I don't want to just because I have the money. I don't want to say, all right, I want that one. I gotta be smart and budget it the right spot. Unless you have a preference. Hello. You there? Yo, Patrick.